This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has called on the UN Security Council to seek an early de-escalation of violence between Israel and Gaza's Hamas rulers. He also blamed the United States for the Council's lack of action so far. He expressed support for a two-state solution and said China, which holds the Security Council presidency this month, expects all parties to speak with a unified voice when the Council discusses the conflict later Sunday. Wang said the Security Council should reconfirm a two-state solution and urge Palestinians and Israelis to resume talks on that basis as soon as possible. This comes as at least 33 Palestinians, including 8 children, were killed Sunday in Israeli airstrikes on Gaza, in the worst daily toll since bombardment started almost a week ago, according to local authorities. The health ministry in the blockaded coastal enclave said a total of 181 Palestinians, including 52 children, have perished in the strikes since Israel began pounding the Gaza Strip Monday, after Palestinian Islamists fired rockets towards the Jewish state. In addition, Israeli airstrikes destroyed a high-rise building that was home to the Associated Press's office in the Gaza Strip. The airstrike came despite calls from the news agency to halt the impending attack. AP called the airstrike shocking and horrifying. In his Sunday message, Pope Francis has called for an end to the conflict in Israel and Gaza, saying the deaths of so many innocent people in recent days was unacceptable. He said in a weekly address in St. Peter's Square, quote, "I appeal for calm and for those responsible to end the clamor of weapons and to take the path of peace," end quote. This is VOA News. India is preparing to evacuate thousands of people from low-lying areas along its western coast, as a powerful cyclone is expected to make landfall Tuesday morning in the state of Gujarat. The cyclone formed in the Arabian Sea and is expected to make landfall in Gujarat the following morning. The meteorological agency also warns there could be destruction of houses and flooding of escape routes. Disruption to railway services was also expected until May 21st. Meanwhile, in India, the pandemic has police reaching out to villagers in the northern part of the country, investigating the recovery of bodies buried in shallow sand graves or washing up on the riverbanks. The move has prompted speculation on social media they were the remains of COVID-19 victims. In jeeps and boats, the police are using portable loudspeakers with microphones, asking people not to dispose of the bodies in rivers. On Friday, rains exposed the cloth coverings of bodies buried in shallow sand graves on the riverbank. Ministers will make a decision June 14th about whether to proceed with the final phase of lockdown easing in England, Health Minister Matt Hancock said Sunday. He describes the pandemic as under control. Friday, Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced Britain would accelerate its COVID-19 vaccination program to try to contain a fast-spreading variant first identified in India, warning Britain's reopening could be knocked off track by the Indian variant. Any delay in the reopening could affect the country's predicted recovery from its worst economic slump in 3 centuries and spark fresh criticism of the government's management of the crisis. The Republic of Congo's president, Denis Sassou Nguesso, has chosen a new government that includes his son, as well as an opposition leader, according to a statement read on public television. The previous government resigned earlier this month in a procedural move after Sassou Nguesso easily won a 5th term in a March election when his main opponent died of COVID-19 on polling day. The new government has 36 members, including 4 ministers and 8 women, the official statement said Saturday night. Sassou Nguesso is one of the world's longest-serving leaders. Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz expects to be charged but eventually cleared in an investigation into whether he gave false testimony to a parliamentary commission, he told Sunday newspapers, ruling out the idea of resigning if indicted. The investigation by anti-corruption prosecutors made public last week poses a stiff political challenge for the conservative Kurz. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.